Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The ramifications don't mean nothing. I mean, to say we control our own destiny, that's only if we win. You have to win to control your destiny. So that's what we have to do. And it's been that way the last 2 weeks, and we hadn't been able to pull off a win. It was that way the previous 4 weeks, and we were able to do it. So we need to go win. That's it. We need to win. If you win, then you have a chance to control your destiny. If you don't, it's going to be out of your hands. That's as simple as that.
And no doubt about that. You got to win. Winning is survive and win. Well, win and survive. Sometimes, you know, you could be too obvious and give coaches speak, but that's not one of those times, Ed. He's 100%. They've got, you only control your own destiny if you win. Losing, now you need some help. But I have no faith in this team playing any better this week than they have the past month. I have no faith in them.
I'm with you. Why would you? You know, if you're like, oh, you know, I'm just going by what I've seen. I mean, there's all kinds of – they've had bad luck, bad calls, but still they've had a lot of bad play too. Lamar's missing receivers by a mile. People likely can't hold on to the ball. I mean, that's been an issue. Offensive lines have big problems. I mean, why would they believe they're going to go in and just blow the Bengals out of their home stadium?
Well, you couldn't score more than 14 points in your home stadium, and the Bengals were traveling on a short week.
Yep. I'd say because now, at least now, you've been criticized for not using your damn running game, and it feels like they can't go away from it again in a second game against the Bengals. The weird thing about all this is everything that you thought coming into the season, the books in Vegas are telling you that those things were true, like. The Chiefs are favored over the Chargers this week, and there's a justifiable reason, right? The Chargers with 9 wins. We had the Bears as a touchdown underdog last week. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing it, and the Ravens are going to be favored over the Patriots next week, no matter what happens, unless there's an injury to somebody.
Right.
They're telling you that they still think this Raven, and they keep flexing all of their damn games to primetime games. The Green Bay now game now Saturday night. The Patriots game will be on Sunday night.
And I think that's all based on potential. This team has the potential of running the table, including the postseason. The potential. I don't believe they will.
I mean, that's fine. You don't believe they will.
I think flexing them and Vegas making them favorites is justified based on the potential. But we've seen this for too long.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is that what you've thought at the beginning of the year, the numbers are telling you they believe it's still true. I know what my eyes have. It's like when somebody mm-hmm. says, hey, PFF graded Daniel Falele as a good offensive lineman. You go, psh, is that what that stands for? Right. Like, come on, man. They ain't listen
right.
to that.
All right, Jeremy Kahn. Set the line for this game. Not the Vegas line, the Jeremy Kahn line.
it's, well, I'm going to have the same line as Vegas with this one because I don't buy into Cincinnati is awful. And you just made them look incredible. So I can't, man, because it's the defense is so terrible. They literally, Buffalo was dead in the water last week, and all Cincinnati needed to do is pick up a couple first downs, and they throw two picks and give them life.
Joe Burrow had his way. I know he threw two interceptions, both tipped last week at the end of the game. But Joe Burrow is unbelievable. Chase is playing. The Bengals' offense is powerful. They're at home. They beat the Ravens on a short week in Baltimore.
Badly.
I mean, made us look badly. Bad.
But yeah. What happened in last game does not mean it's going to happen in this game.
I'm not finished. Having said that, Ravens 3.5. I mean, I'm going to pick them to win tomorrow. I am. Because I feel like I'm justified with that, but I don't have faith in that pick. I think I'll be stupid not to pick them to win because the Bengals are everything that you just said, even though they beat the Ravens pretty bad here.
Yeah. And again, like you start looking at the teams that we thought were, or at least that were at the top of the divisions. Do you, outside of the NFC West, who else are you going, well, damn, because nobody's afraid of Denver, with all due respect to Denver. Nobody's afraid of New England. They're not necessarily buying to it. And people were questioning Indy all year long. You just had Phillip Rivers come back out of retirement. Oh, man, somebody asked him how much he weighed at the press conference.
Really?
He's like, I don't know. It's a good question. He said, I ain't lying. I ain't checked it. So that's the God's honest truth.
You notice how big the point spreads are this week?
Yeah.
There's a huge differentials here.
You talked about the Patriots. I saw a comedy skit yesterday on IG with this lady plays the roles of different teams, asking herself questions. She said, okay, so the draft pick, the Titans, the Raiders, the Browns, and the Saints. So another lady said, are we talking about the draft order or are we talking about the Patriots schedule?
I mean, it has been. I think that's where the questions come in with that, right?
I mean, it's like nobody believes in them right now, which makes me afraid of them. And the schedule, I mean, they lost to the Raiders. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Panthers, who were pretty good this year. They beat the Bills, but they did beat the Saints. In four consecutive weeks, they beat the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, and the Falcons. In the last 3 weeks, they beat the Jets, the Bengals, and the Giants.
Oof. Wow.
That's why I said, but if you go back and look at their signature
wins.
No,
they're underdogs to Buffalo at home.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get back to this point, but if you go back and look at their signature wins, they beat Buffalo. And then what happened to Buffalo? We started questioning them.
Yeah.
There were a lot of issues. They beat Tampa Bay.
They lost to the Steelers.
Yeah. They beat Tampa Bay, and then what happened? Like, Tampa Bay fell apart a little bit. And again,
Tampa has been holding it together with duct tape and bubble gum. And I think at some point, you know, that's got to come apart. It's going to fall apart.
They played tonight against the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, they played a lot of injuries, and they didn't have guys coming back until now. They got some guys coming back. But you knew that was going to wear them down a little bit eventually.
Yeah.
You can't keep holding it together like that. 410-583-1057. They have posted the Orioles' potential lineup. It seemed like every 10 minutes I see it up here on MLB Network. Everybody has Pete Alonso batting fourth, Gunnar batting third, and Taylor Ward batting fifth. Who's Taylor Ward? Who's?
I think it's Tito's brother.
Yeah, Tito. I mean, I got the guy's name wrong. And they have Beavers and O'Neill platooning in right field.
Again, I don't think that's a platoon.
You think Beavers going to have to play months at a time? Because
no, because I think your guys are going to get days off. You'll throw some guys in the DH spot, and then guys, you'll have the mid-game switch with the righty-lefty stuff, and I think you'll see a lot of that where guys are getting playing time, but you're not seeing. You're going to have your handful of everyday players that are in the lineup until the manager's like, hey, I think you need a day off. But I think there's a good portion of guys that are going to be playing five games a week and have off one, you know, so.
Brenda Freeze joins us at 7:45, but talking about Orioles baseball. What do you say to all the Elias haters now, Ed North? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
A fan. 7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Birds made some moves in the offseason. The biggest one, I think, we can all agree, was made yesterday. Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million. Finally getting their guy. They've been trying to sign a free agent now, big-time free agent for a while, and they got the big fish yesterday. Pete Alonso was going to come in here, hit 35, 40 home runs, maybe more, but 35 to 40 is what I expect, and be a driving force in the middle of that order, and allow Gunnar Henderson to see good pitches. I think having Tito behind Pete, Pete Alonso, yeah, behind him, I think helps Pete. It does. I think you got a legitimate guy behind him. Got
to pitch somebody.
Yep. Can't walk the ballpark.
Yeah, Joe is right. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to be called Pito. Pito and Tito. Nope. Don't want that one. By the way, the question here about the Mike Elias haters and what are they going to say now, and it's already started. Like, I have one guy going, it's like you can't even enjoy the fact that they just added that many home runs to their lineup. Yeah, but they still got to sign pitching. Yeah, like thanks, Mr. Obvious. It's like, what are we talking about here? Do you think they're not signing pitching? Did you not hear they're in on everyone? Did they not offer the largest contracts to every free agent so far that's signed somewhere?
You think somebody just went, they slapped it, forgot the pitching.
But here,
we forgot it.
And this is the thing this cat keeps going back to. He's like, they're still a last place team. They were in last place last year because they had a terrible offseason, and you had to go sign all these people this year because you were so terrible last year.
Yeah, 192 games 2 years before.
You wanted them to sign those players last year, and now that they're signing them this year, you don't like it? Like, what are we even talking about? Just say you don't like Mike Elias. Just say you want to complain, and we'll move on.
Just say you hate fun. Those people are never happy.
I think it's more about that.
Me too.
You just don't want to be happy.
You like to bitch and wallow in your own misery. It just makes you feel bad. You're more comfortable with that.
If they hired the guy that they wanted, and they hire him 2-3 years from now, and it doesn't work out, they'll say, "Well, they hired him too late." You know, they don't. I think it's more of Ed. They don't want to be happy, no matter what they do. The Orioles do. You're going to bitch, no matter what the Ravens do.
You've all met people
like
that. Yeah. You've all met people like that.
I've worked with people like that.
Well, especially at work. Because people, look, everybody bitches about work. There's always things going on, whatever your workplace is. But I know guys, especially in my police world there.
Yeah.
They couldn't be. They were never happy about anything. Finally, I said, if you were told you could stay home every day and get paid, but you had to come pick up your check, you'd bitch. I got to drive all the way there for my check. Really? Why can't you just send it to me? Like, nothing makes you happy. Nothing.
The older I get, the less I can take. I can't take it.
I know.
I don't. That's why, like, if during the show, seldom do I even give any energy to those tweets. I haven't gone on that YouTube
I don't either,
chat line yet. I'm not.
But sometimes I got time for it. I got time today to go ahead and put, like, the dumb people that write stuff that we didn't say and say, you guys have been saying this all along. It's like nobody's literally said that on this show, period. People call into this show and complain about other shows. Do they call into that show and complain about our show? Like, how does this? It's people just want to complain, and it doesn't even matter that things are finally going the way that you wanted. And my favorite thing about this is all the people out there going, yeah, they're not going to sign anybody. They're not going to sign anybody. Oh, they signed someone? Well, that's all I wanted. So now, okay, that's what I want. Like, okay. Say you wanted to be an ass the entire time, and we'll move on.
Let's start from there.
I got no complaints. They addressed two bullpen pieces, two right-handed power hitters in the offseason. I'm happy. And you know what? You know what really makes me feel good about this? I know they're not done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even Christmas yet, and you've got four pieces that you need for the. It's not even Christmas yet. You know, it was still in the same calendar year as this awful season, and you address four major pieces. You got one guy back that I was upset you let go. I still don't know how that happened. How in the world do you trade this guy to the Cubs and end up, hey, you want to send him back?
And people couldn't even give him credit for that.
I hated that move. When they sent them, I hated it.
I mean, just think about all this stuff. So, again,
he just looks like a beer drinking. I'm not saying he is, but he looks like the guy next door.
The team sucks, and we want to move on. We need to trade all these pieces. They trade the pieces. Why are you trading those players? And then they restock the farm system. Oh, great. We have a great farm system again. The core is still here. Like the dumbass thing that Harold Reynolds said, that I think the Orioles window passed them by. Was it a 2-year window without spending money? Like, that was their window when they didn't spend any money? Look, you still have Gunnar Henderson until 2029, if I'm not mistaken. And now you just signed Pete Alonso for 5 years. And Tito Ward's here. And you got all these young players. Oh, Westbrook.
Man, Tito.
What happens if Basayu turns out to be what they think he can be? What happens if Adley figures it out? And I know people are going to go, oh, what if, what if? Those aren't even, like, ridiculous what ifs.
No, there's not. It's Gunnar is that dude. By the way, you know who Andrew Kittredge reminds me of? Who's the dude that played in Hangover?
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis. Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. As he walks around the clubhouse, just mumbling, talking, scratching his head.
Just himself.
Yeah, he's that dude, man. I hate it when they let him go. Glad they got him back. Dylan, Bel Air. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to start by using a term that you guys use. These Elias haters are moving the goalpost now that they have signed a hitter. Now, instead of signing anyone, it's, oh, he doesn't sign a pitcher. So now it just doesn't make any sense because, like, people are acting like spring training starts next week. It's December 11th.
Yep.
You have plenty of time to sign a pitcher or two.
And Dylan, that's what I just said. I'm so what's so great about these moves is it happened before Christmas. Normally, we're going to spring training, as Jeremy would call it, looking at the dented cans.
Mm-hmm.
Now you add some dented cans, are not so bad because those aren't guys you're really going to rely on. Those are guys you add for depth. You know, if the game gets out of hand, whose arm we're going to waste?
It was three big name position player free agents. You got one of them. That's never happened with us, ever.
Let me,
I wanted him more than Schwarber anyway.
I'm going to give you.
He plays a position.
I'm going to give you Pete Alonso's worst year as we're looking at it. It's so funny because, all right, so worst year as far as home runs go. In his rookie year, he hit 53. In a year where he got hurt, he hit 16 in 57 games.
No, he didn't get hurt. That's COVID.
That's a shortened game. Shortened year. Thank you, because he doesn't get hurt.
It's COVID, yeah.
He hit 16 home runs in 57 games, 37, 40, 46, 34, 38. Let's take his low. Let's say he has the 34.
And what's his lowest RBI other than COVID?
Oh, jeez. 88 would be his lowest RBI.
So if he has 34 home runs, 88 RBI this year. Oh, he sucks.
Rob, 120, 94, 131, 118, 126. That's his RBI numbers outside of the, you know, the shortened season that we talked about. And on top of it, you want to go back and I had somebody the other day, it's like, stop talking about OPS. Batting average matters. It's included in the OPS. Funny,
even that 16-game COVID season, if you do a little quick math, like 3 times 57 is 171. So it's a little longer than regular season. That's 48 home runs.
Yeah.
48. Like, he's consistent.
He has, and again, I don't think he's a great defender, but there's certain things you're
going to
be willing
to. He's going to DH a lot.
You think so?
He's not a bad defender.
I think he's going to DH a lot. I think then that means, if they keep Mountcastle, he'll DH a lot.
Then where's Bisaccia playing?
DH catcher first, a little bit of all three of them.
But you're not going to have Adley and Bisaccia in the lineup?
My definition of a lot is more than 40 games. I don't think he's going to DH half the season, but I think he'll DH 40 or more games.
Okay.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing
good.
Well. How are you?
Hey, Ed, I pulled one of your numbers, man. Let me clarify that. I was looking up Pete Alonso's stats, and then I wound up finding, I think I became an expert on the Byzantine Empire because the wormhole, man. The rabbit hole. Hey, you know what's funny is, okay, I was like, okay, Mike, the reason that Mike Elias, the reason that people are expecting the Orioles to, you know, be good, expecting, you know, disappointed because of the season last year, the moves we don't make, is because Mike Elias has set a higher standard, whether you like him or not. He may have wanted to pull these type of moves with the previous management, but that wasn't in that budget. This new team came in, said, "Hey, we got money, spend it." He's doing that just because you got to buy some ingredients to cook your dinner. Are you gonna walk past one ingredient and say, "Oh, I can't get that one because I got to get this one first"? No, you get what the market brings to you. And I heard somebody say, I'm not on, you know, it was another station, another show, but they were saying that, oh, yeah, that's good, but he's not Kyle Tucker. He's going to want, Kyle Tucker's going to get three times more of the contract than he. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's why I called out, because we got a polar bear migration. Enjoy it, bro. Enjoy life. You know what I mean? And enjoy the moment. People talking about, oh, you know, and in the fifth year, if he hits like 210, 12 home runs, see, I told you it wouldn't work.
Nobody
out.
Cares. I don't care about that. You produce the first three, and it's justified to me. I mean, that's we want to win now, but we're worried about year five. I mean, come on, man. You're talking on both sides of your mouth. I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't. I'm so tired of giving them so much energy. We spend more time talking about what the negative people say than we sound negative. I don't care what they say. I really don't care what they say. Yeah. Seriously, why do we give them life? You know what I mean? Let them mumble on their own. This is a great move. By every standard, every indication, this is a great move. A move that they wouldn't have done before.
Can I address that this whole thing that he's not Kyle Tucker? Not many people are, guys. Like, yeah. Kyle Tucker is one of, I think, three players that has had a four war, five war, or is it one of five players that's had a four war for his entire career, every single year.
Mm-hmm.
He produces. He's an MVP candidate. He plays defense. He hits righties. He hits lefties. He hits for power. He steals bases. He's a five-tool player. There's not a lot of guys like him.
Going to take more calls on this. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Pete Alonso is now a Baltimore Oriole. You think the team is done making moves, or you think there are more to be made? Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. We all believe there are going to be more moves. I think I can speak for you, too. Can I say that? Three when I say that.
They're going to sign another pitcher, and I think they're going to trade for another pitcher. There's two more starters coming here, in my opinion, and maybe a couple more bullpen.
More bullpen,
pieces.
Definitely. I guarantee. I think I would guarantee one starting pitcher and more bullpen pieces. I have confidence that it'll be two starting pitchers. I can guarantee you one. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident in what you're saying about two starting pitchers because everything is lining up right now for a trade to be in place.
Can I ask something that I really don't even – I mean, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things for this season. What happens with Cade Povich? Do you feel like he gets put in a deal with something?
Yes.
I mean, you still need depth at pitcher.
I think he sweetens a deal.
Okay.
Let's go out to Chris in Pasadena. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Got to be excited to be an Oriole fan. I think it's great that, you know, we're one of those teams now that are making a big splash. This Alonzo guy, how big is that dude? Do you think we can maybe get him in early and block for Filele? Y'all have a good one.
You too, man.
I mean, they don't call him the polar bear
for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, he's listed as 6'3", 245.
Oh, yeah, they do, because he's white and big. All right, well, sorry. That's the reason. I just read it.
Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Daryl.
Hey, I have to say, man, I'm very excited about this move, man. I'm excited about the Orioles again, man. It was a great move. I was a little skeptical. I have to say I was a little skeptical about the Carl Schwarber thing because I was saying, well, did they match his offer and would I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, they should have offered him more.
No, they didn't. They didn't have a chance, Daryl. They offered him the 150. He went back to Phillies, and the Phillies said, basically, this is our last offer, and he wanted to be in Philly. They didn't have a chance to offer the Phillies.
Yeah, the Phillies always said to him, come back to us with the best offer you get, and we'll match it, basically.
Okay. Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Hey, look. Hey, Ed. Hey, man, I want you to do something, man. Keep them young puppies in line over there for me, Ed.
I do, as best I can.
You got him in line?
Yeah.
Okay. Where the hell are young puppies?
Young puppies, man. I'm 54 years old. I'm 54 years old, dude. Don't expect me to call me no young puppy.
And I look older than
what's wrong with you? Young puppy. Let's go to Stewartstown and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I love the Pete Alonso deal. Maybe this is me being cynical, and maybe this is me being... You know, what I've grown up with in terms of the Angelos era, but I'm worried that with a small market team like the Orioles, that if we don't win the World Series, that this contract devastates us and big contracts devastate us.
How? John, let me ask you this. Before we get to that, why do we always think about the disastrous thing that could happen? Yeah. You know, we sign a guy, one of the top free agents, and we're already thinking about what could happen negative. What could go wrong? Why do we do that?
Is this every city or just us?
John.
It's every city.
You've got a point there, Rob, and honestly, I think this is me being cynical.
No, it's not just you. It's not just you.
Yeah. Genuinely.
Yeah, it's not just you.
Let me ask, why would you care about a contract if this guy produces? There's no salary cap. There's no indication he's going to slow down. The guy's one of the best home run hitters in baseball since he's in baseball consistently. Why the negativity?
Just because of the – honestly, I think it might be because of the Chris Davis deal and how that didn't really work out for us.
I know. But it didn't work out, but it didn't cripple him either. It didn't cripple him. It didn't. They just – they pivot from it and went – it's like we can't – we don't deserve good things. Who hurt you? Honestly, who hurt you?
Show me on the tall way they hurt you.
Exactly, man. Yeah. I'm like I like the contract, but what if – no, you're not the only one, sir. You're not the only one that thinks that way and talks that way. I just can't. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Ed, man, great event last night, man.
Thank you for coming, man. Much appreciated.
Hey, I came up with an idea, right? I got a little joke, and I want to say something, man. I think I'm going to start going to more Oreo games, man. I'm going to go ahead and get me a polar bear outfit, man. It's only right, you know, be posted up on Utah. I mean, one of them.
Utah areas, Street.
Hey, I got to throw a little Raven. It's Oreos, but I got to throw hey, man. I'm shocked that the Orioles made this move. If this ain't a damn wake-up call that for dude, you got to get off that right guard, man. Come on. Like, y'all see where I'm going at? Yeah. Like, come on, man. The Orioles making moves. Why don't – like, you just heard what the caller said. Hey, we don't win the World Series. Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. Look, the Orioles signed Pete Alonso, man. Hey, John Harbaugh, you need to wake up out there and get that boy that right guard out there, man, because the fan base losing control, man. But other than that, man – Great event yesterday. Hey, I look forward to doing more of them, man. I hope y'all have a great day, okay?
All right, man. Thank you so much for coming. And I got to say, there was thank you to everybody who came out to the Mount Washington Tavern last night. We had so many friends came out, and they were generous. The tables were packed with toys, and the room was full, and it was a great event. Trippy was there, Rashawn.
All the people came out to support him. He waited till 7:39 yeah, to thank him.
Well, we've been here the whole time.
When was I given an opening by either one of
them? The beginning of the show, I asked you what you did last night.
Yeah, you did not. It was your floor.
You did not.
It was your floor, Ed.
Come on, double dutch. Jump in, man. Now, Brian, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, do you guys think because we signed the polar bear that there'll be more bear loving in Baltimore? Like bear.
It's going to be a thing.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's just I'm not going to acknowledge what he just said, but this is going to be a thing.
Bear loving?
You're going to see polar bear stuff everywhere.
Well, like somebody already called
the cows.
How is he not going to be a part of the polar bear plunge?
He's got to be.
Well, right.
I mean, the caller already brought it up.
Let's go to Brian and Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
All right, listen to me. Why in the hell the Orioles keep hanging around with Ryan Mountcastle? He strikes out 3 times every game. He has a smirk on his face. The young guy. Well, he's starting to get older now. He strikes out too much. Get rid of that guy. That's why the Orioles can't get to the playoffs. And I guarantee you, if they sign him again, Orioles will not get to the playoffs.
They just signed Pete Alonso. What are you talking about? Why are you you called in to say they're not going to get anywhere if they re-sign Ryan Mountcastle? They just re-signed Pete Alonso. What does one thing have to do with the other?
By the way, this is the first time Ryan Mountcastle in 4 years has had more strikeouts than games played.
He doesn't strike out three times a game.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's more first time he's had more strikeouts than games played in four
it's
years.
Just,
we're just people. Sitting here. We're sitting here talking about this restaurant we went to and all these great things that happened, and he's complaining about the hand soap.
Can I just raise one little issue?
What?
Do you know Kyle Schwarber has led the majors in strikeouts 2 years?
And he bats leadoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bombs.
Yeah.
I don't care about your strikeouts. Yeah. Like I tell my players, we don't count misses.
Yeah, 200, 215. I was like, it's power hitters strike out a lot.
Giving out shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Maryland women's basketball team is rolling, and Brenda Freeze joins us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Is that for me, Dad? No, son, that's for me.
Hey, Jeremy, you know how some teams, man, are just so good that when you hear that they won again, you're like, yeah, I know, you know. It's just, like, they're supposed to.
Like the Thunder?
Like the Thunder. Like the Lady Terps. Just, you know, top 10. Supposed to win all the time. Joining us right now, head basketball coach for those Lady Terps, Brent DeFreeze. What's going on, coach?
Good morning. Good morning. You wish it was that easy. You watched that game. You wish it was that easy.
Yeah, that game again. Last night, of course, was an easy one, but the Minnesota Golden Gophers was not. He scored 30 points in overtime to win that game. The fourth quarter was insane. Just give us a little glimpse of the message when you guys trailed, I believe, by 9 late in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, that's going to be a game that Terrapin fans and any kind of fan will remember for a really long time. I mean, the amount of messages I received after that game. But, you know, you know and you understand you're in it. You're coaching just you know, it obviously didn't look good at one point when we're down 9 in that double overtime, but you're just coaching possessions and your belief in your kids and one possession at a time. And the rest is really history. I mean, I credit them. They took over from the defensive end. And as we put the press on and what you needed to do to be able to get some possessions back and just really locked in and just a remarkable thing to be able to witness. I've coached a lot of games, but this one's really going to rank right up there.
Coach, this is a broader question. I've asked this of different coaches in football and basketball. How are you in favor of the transfer portal? I mean, it changes sports a lot. It has changed the game tremendously. How does this affect women's basketball?
It's affected every sport, yeah. You know, and it's here to stay. So whether I like it or not, the change is here and you have to be able to adapt. And for us, you know, we've also, you know, had a lot of great players that, you know, as they've come in and have had great experiences here with, you know, another chance and a different change of scenery, you know, it's impacted our program really well, to be honest. I mean, when you look at an Aluchi Okonawa and Yarden Garzon and Sailor Poffenberger and players that are in our lineup right now, they have really fit our system really well. And it's made it, you know, really exciting with their experience to be able to come in here and play the way we like to put players in our system to have a lot of success.
Yeah, it's funny when I researched, I just want to take a look at how it impacted. It impacted the good teams in a good way, like Maryland, UConn, LSU, South Carolina. They all get impacted in a positive way.
Well, Coach, I was going to ask, what did Delaware State do to you guys? Because that's a Rosedale Christian score right there, if I've ever seen one. No, I mean, obviously with those games and having a type of game and getting back into conference play, what are your thoughts on the Big Ten overall now that we've seen some of these teams a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, you look at, we have 9 teams ranked in the Big Ten, and that's just going to be a battle every single night. I mean, if that's any indication going on the road to Minnesota, that's not ranked, what that is going to look like every single night. So I love it. That kind of competition, you know, game in and game out, you know, is definitely we need to get rested. We need to get healthy. I mean, very similar to last night's game. We only had 9 players available. We were, you know, again, out 2 starters that, so we had to have other players play significant minutes in that game just because of our low numbers. But, we need this break right now. We're going into finals and 8 days of, you know, kind of a rest and reset before our field trip game, and then they'll get another great rest at Christmas time, about 6 days, and then before we go into conference.
Brenda Freeze joins us, head women's basketball coach, University of Maryland. Brenda, you know, every time you come on, I got to ask you about my local kids. Ava McKinney, I'm glad she's with you and no longer with McDonough because she gave me nightmares. But I see she's playing more now than she was last year. Tell us about her development.
Well, she was. I've got to update you. I mean, she's been, was doing really well, had a tremendous off season and summer. And then when we were out in Puerto Rico, ended up having a layup where she ended up tearing her ACL.
Oh.
So ironically, she's getting ready to have surgery on Monday. But yeah, I can't say better, such a great kid and family, and we wish her all the best, but
she's a great kid.
These injuries just, having her go down and Kaylee Smichael now getting ready, there's just a lot more with the contact of sports and players, with a lot more minutes and a lot of contact, and unfortunately, but a lot of great doctors out there to be able to help them get back on the court in another year.
Absolutely. Horrible news. I'm sorry. I was not aware of that. Well, good luck to you as you move forward. Looks like, the girls are clicking again, even in the overtime, put up 100 points in overtime. Central Connecticut next before you get the conference play. So good luck to you on the 19th.
Enjoy the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Coach.
Go Terps. Terps.
There you go. 410-583-1057. Did not know that about Ava. Oh, ACL. She was a tremendous high school basketball player, man. Good kid. She's one of those kids that would drop 30 on you with a smile. You know what I mean? Not too much swagger.
Yes.
Swagger, she didn't care about swagger. Swagger was her game. Swagger was results for her. And I was so glad when she committed to Maryland. Did not know about the injury, man. I know her parents.
I hate hearing them.
Yeah.
Any of those types of injuries.
Michael thought of Vivi knows Ava.
Yeah.
Who?
Apparently. Dr. L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good mm-hmm. kid, man.
Yep.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
If Brenda keeps winning and she has a PhD, we can start calling her Dr. L because that's all she's been giving out. Like, I looked at that score. I had to bring it up. I looked at that score and said, y'all won by 70?
Damn. Well, you went by 70. You asked, well, how did they score 21?
Yeah, what happened? We caught off the press the last 2 minutes. No, they didn't do that.
Yeah, they kept pressing. Yeah, hear me out on this, Jeremy. Yeah. Hear my philosophy on this, mm-hmm. guys. You're up big.
Mm-hmm.
You put your players in the game that don't play a lot.
I'm not telling them not to play when they get in the game.
I'm not telling them to run the clock out and don't shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
How do I motivate them to practice hard every night?
Right. If they never get a shot.
If they never get to really play.
Right.
And I'm bringing them in. We're running everything that we ran early because now I need you to figure out one to two things. That you can run the same things that the players are running in front of you. Mm-hmm. Or realize you can't, and that's why you're not getting the same playing time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two's got to happen. You know, either this is your time to convince me to play you more or for you to figure out why you're not playing more and work on some things. But you're not going to figure that out if I patronize you when you put you in the game. And I tell people all the time, I don't coach that other team. I don't coach them. I coach my team. I'm putting my girls in. My girls playing ball.
They got to get better.
Got to get better. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Daily Line at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yes, we are. I got one. People have no sense of humor when an awful, awful Christmas song was mocked. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
Ties in something you talked about recently.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.